100,000th member, who is Denis Nazmanov. Well, hey, Denis, you are number 100,000. Welcome to the team. What a number to have. Okay.
Wow, 100,000, right when we're starting the call, right at 10 o'clock Eastern. Can you believe the timing on this? This is crazy.
My goodness. It is crazy. I'm gonna quiet the line
Hello?
Here, Robert. So, okay.
Hello.
One last introduction. Who else do we have out there?
Louis from Philadelphia.
Welcome from Philadelphia.
Got Chuck.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Had a whole bunch there trying to welcome themselves or introduce themselves right there at the end. Welcome, guys. Sorry we couldn't get you all.
Isn't this incredible? What a way to start our celebration call with 100,000 right at the top of the hour. My goodness, I can't believe it, Robert. How about you?
That is just crazy coincidence. The way that this has worked out for us has been a wonderful, wonderful ride. Seeing it grow so quickly in the last 2.5 months, we've put this, the numbers and the live signups in the back office and that main page has been just a very exciting live and interactive feature to watch this thing grow so quickly on a daily basis. All of our new members, it's just been such an exciting event.
Sure
just
has,
perfect
Robin.
To go along with this technology.
Yes, it has been tremendously exciting. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get this call started right here and now. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the future of the Internet. Welcome to the Web 2.0 Upgrade Pre-Build Conference and Celebration Call. My goodness. My name again is B.J. Bishop. I'm so very honored to be your host for this worldwide conference call. And folks, right now, we have people on this call tonight from every continent on the planet, every corner of this earth. And what you're going to hear, not only a celebration for our 100,000th member, but some detailed information on a company that is truly setting a new standard for the web. And with that said, I'd like to introduce my co-host for the evening, Mr. Robert Koontz. Now, not only is Robert a 20-year-plus veteran of the affiliate marketing industry with over 10 years of technology development on systems that have literally helped pioneer the online affiliate marketing industry. He has also been involved in cutting-edge technology communications design and is an accomplished internet marketing professional. Robert is also the creator of our new Web 2.0 upgrade technologies. And folks, most important, dearest to my heart, of course, Robert is also not only my business partner, he's my son. So, Robert, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, and welcome, everybody. I am so excited tonight to see the numbers, the way that worked out. I swear we couldn't have staged it better. You'd think that we did that on purpose. and I can already hear it. I'm going to see it on the shout boards later on. Oh, these guys, they're scams. They set it up that way. I swear, it couldn't have worked out better. Couldn't have worked out more perfect if we tried to do that on purpose. That's just awesome. And congratulations. Who was the 100,000th person that signed up?
I did mention his name just a moment ago, and I'll go back to it here, Robert. It was, let me see here. Denis Nazmanov.
Denis, well, if you're online tonight, congratulations. You are our 100,000th member, and that is just awesome. I got to congratulate the whole team. All of you guys that have put forth the efforts this last couple of months, you've done this in putting all you've got into this thing, and I've got to just thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts here. It really means so much how you've put your faith in us and believed in us all this time to bring it to where it is today and put so much behind it. I've never seen anything grow so quickly. This is a very exciting project, obviously. We've got some serious momentum here. And what I'd like to do, this is our celebration call. We certainly do have a lot of new members online tonight. We've got hundreds of people on the Internet and a whole bunch of people on the live teleconference lines. And a lot of you guys are brand new to the team this last couple of weeks, so welcome to the call. Welcome to the team. You're certainly in for a very exciting time with the Web 2 upgrade and Cash Blaster Pro. Now, I'd like to formally introduce the company and our technologies here and give you guys a little bit of a presentation, if you will, on what the Web 2 upgrade is and why we're so excited, why our team is growing so quickly, and what the future holds for this opportunity for the technology and our members. So without any further ado, let's just jump right into this thing and give a quick, what I call my elevator pitch. It's just a quick overview of the technology, what it is, and why it's so, so very important and very special, and what makes it unique. Now, the Web 2 upgrade technology is based on a current trend, a trend that is huge. It's become the way of the Internet this last couple of few years with the advent of what we call social networking, interaction, people driving the content. The Internet is no longer driven by the webmaster. The content of the Internet is now driven by the user. This is what we call Web 2.0, better known as social networking. Now, bottom line, where we've come in the last several years is a new way of interacting on the web. But the thing about it is, all of this interaction, from blogs to comments to chat to IM to all these different ways we interact on these websites, our self-publishing and publishing our opinions and interacting with other people on websites, this is definitely the way the web is maturing and growing. But less than 5% of all websites on the Internet actually have interactive technologies that would be considered Web 2.0. Less than 5% of all websites on the Internet today have Web 2.0 functionality. So what sets us apart and what Web 2.0 upgrade, the Web 2 upgrade is first off, we're not a website like a MySpace or a YouTube or a Facebook. Yes, we're based on this trend social networking, but we're not a website. Our technology takes this huge trend called social networking, and it expands it from less than 5% of the Internet to 100% of the Internet. All websites on the Internet, at a click of a button, now have the popular features and functions that have become popular on sites like MySpace. So let me repeat that. The Web 2.0 upgrade upgrades every single website on the Internet at a click of a button and instantly with the features that you have seen become so popular on sites like MySpace. So basically, the long and short of it is, any website that you type into your browser, any website, any address that you put into your browser on the Web 2 platform, you can now start a blog on that site. You can leave a comment. You can rate the site. You can interact with other people on that website on the Web 2.0 platform. And that's any website on the Internet. That is exciting. We've got a current trend, a huge trend, called social networking. And this trend has become the new Internet, if you will. It is the way that people use the web today. And here comes a technology that is utilizing this trend and actually takes it from 5% to 100% at a click of a button. That is something special.
Hey, Robert, I want to make one point very, very clear to everybody online tonight.
Most definitely.
That's this, folks. First of all, yes, we're going to change the entire Internet at the click of a button, make every website out there Web 2.0 compliant. That is a fact. But one thing I'd like all of you to understand, we are not changing anybody's website. We're not altering anybody's website. We're actually creating a new layer of content over that website. In fact, it's a new layer of content over the entire Internet. That is what allows us to go to any website in the world and start this interactivity. Robert?
Most definitely. So very important to understand. We're not affecting or actually modifying anybody's website specifically on their server. That content and interactivity is happening on our server farm, but at the same time, any address that you put into your browser, any website will have that layer of interactivity. Now, let me give you guys an example of how this works. Let's say that you have a hobby or a favorite activity or an interest, and you go to this website all the time. It's one of your favorite sites, and you read the updated articles. You look through the pictures. Let's say it's old cars, and I use this example a lot because I'm a car buff. My father's a car buff. And you go to oldcars.com. Now, traditionally, oldcars.com would be considered a Web 1.0 website. It's got pictures, it's got text, but it doesn't necessarily have that level of interactivity. Well, when you upgrade to the Web 2.0 platform and you go to oldcars.com, now you can start a blog on that site. Now you can leave comments. Now you can rate that site. You can actually interact with the people on the Web 2.0 platform. So let's say you go to that site, and you're on the Web 2.0 platform, and there's content, Web 2.0 content on that site. Now a message pops up, says there's Web 2.0 content and interactivity on this site. Click here to see what it is. So basically, simply by installing our Web 2 upgrade platform onto your computer, you've expanded the actual interactivity of the web to every single website on the Internet. Very, very exciting. Okay, what I'd like to do, we've got a whole bunch of questions here, and we are going to open up for some Q&A, but I'd like to, you know what, Dad, what I want to do, something a little bit different today before we get into the Q&A, because it's our celebration call today, we've got 100,000 members as of this call. What timing, I mean, just fantastic timing. So let's talk about a little bit about why this has become such a wonderful explosion into the industry, what this has meant to this point, and where we're going with it, what the future holds for the Web2 Upgrade membership. Now, the idea here with social networking, and if you look at the trend with these websites, Web 2.0 websites like MySpace, Google, Facebook, PhotoBucket, they grow very quickly. The ones that are successful grow very quickly, and literally, for example, MySpace and YouTube have hundreds of millions of users. Well, that's what's going to happen with our organization. If you see, the definition of success with a social networking website is the ability to grow a user base quite rapidly, a large user base quite rapidly. We are proving to do that right now. Even before the technology is released on July 1st, we've got a membership that's already now just breaking the 100,000 mark. Now, we've done this without the technology being live. Imagine what happens when we launch the technology. Imagine where we're going to go in the first 30 to 60 days. I'd venture to say that we'll grow tenfold within our first 30 to 60 days. It's a good, good possibility because what we've done without the technology, imagine when we actually launch it. Very, very exciting. So what does the future hold? Excuse me. You do know here, obviously, this launch that we put together a pre-registration site that is based on an affiliate program. Yes, we do have a business opportunity. Yes, you can make money with the Web2 upgrade technologies. And let me stress something that's really, really important. We turned down two different offers from two different very successful, well, for a startup, very successful social networking companies. I won't name any names, but I guarantee you've heard them if you've been in the home-based business online world for any time at all. We were approached at different times by both of these companies. Similar kind of proposal from each one. They wanted to be the platform to our social networking system, to our Web2 upgrade system, to the technology. They wanted to be the social networking platform that hooked into the technology. And we were very flattered by the proposal. We took it into consideration. This was fairly early on. It was quite some time ago. And when I say quite some time ago, we've only been doing this, our pre-launch, for a couple of months. But bottom line is, when we were approached on this by these two companies separately at different times, the first time we were very flattered. We thought this would be great because they've got an existing membership. They've got the technology for the platform, for the social networking profiles and system to run the back end, and we just tie in our Web2 upgrade technologies, and it would be a great match. But then after careful consideration, we turned them down. We decided, no, we can't do that simply because, and this is so, I'm going somewhere with this stuff, please bear with me, I do have a point, simply because if we tied up with or got into a business with these individuals, with this company, and we actually had a focus, a dream, and a goal, an end goal that we have with our Web2 upgrade, and then we tried to mesh that with a networking, a social networking company that was just about a business, home-based business, network marketing, social network, it would dilute or rather kind of spoil our focus. And actually, by doing that, making it a focused effort on the home-based business industry would take away from our mass appeal. And we said, we don't want to do that. The idea here is that we've got this web, internet-altering technology that's going to change the way people interact on the internet. And if we try to focus it and say, okay, it's a network marketing community or a home-based business community, then we're really taking away from the mass appeal. So we said, you know what, we have to turn these guys down. We can't say yes to this because we want our technology to stay generic and be appealing to the masses. Anybody who has a computer will want to upgrade their internet experience to the Web 2.0 platform, not because there's a business attached, but because of what the technology does, because of the features and the benefits of upgrading to the Web 2.0 platform. So we decided we would decline the offer, and we moved forward. We got another similar offer from another successful social networking community. We said no. We have to stay focused on what we want to do. And we've had other opportunities to inject products into the system, and we looked at that at the 50,000 mark. And we said, you know, we've got a list here of users that, you know, we put something out there. We're definitely going to make sales. We should be selling a product. Then we thought to the back kind of to our original thought on this is, you know what, we've got a goal. We've got to build this user base in a generic fashion and not try to push any type of product or direction. We have to stay focused on the main issue here, and that's building a user base on a freemium business model that launches a Web 2 platform that upgrades the entire internet. We're not going to change what we say we're doing, even by interjecting a product into the mix before we launch the technology. That would have diluted the purpose and the focus and what our main goal was. So we decided we're not going to take the focus away from this. We are going after our purpose. And our purpose is to build the next Google technology success story. And if we do that, if we stay focused, we put everything into this and make the right decisions, every step, every move we make, we do it right. And if you look at the potential of this technology, if it's done right, if we make the right decisions, the technology will take care of itself, and it will go where we know it can go. So our goal is to have 100 million users on this system in the next 24 to 36 months. YouTube did it very quickly. MySpace did it. They pioneered this industry, social networking industry. And we've got an opportunity where we're capitalizing, if you will, and taking advantage of this major, major trend, but we're not a website like these other companies. We actually have a technology that upgrades every single website at a click of a button to have these social interactive features. So we knew, and I got to tell you guys an inside story here that I haven't shared with a lot of people, and I think you'll appreciate this. It's really important to understand when we first came up with this idea, we knew it was substantial. we were looking at coming up with something for the social networking scene, and we didn't want to create another MySpace clone. So our original idea is we were going to build a MySpace clone type of website with marketing tools attached. Nobody was doing that. We thought that's a great idea. So we put together a mock-up website, and we launched our first mock-up model many, many months ago, and that's how we headed in this direction. But into that, very shortly after that, I wasn't happy with the presentation. I knew that we could do better. I wanted something that I knew there was something out there. There's some way we could come up with something that would be so astounding, so amazing, that it would just totally change the industry. We could capitalize on a trend that's coming forward right now that's huge, and we could take it and make something bigger out of it, but I just didn't know what. So my father and I and my other partners, we went round and round on this. We were going through technology magazines, researching online, going through all the latest social networking trends, techniques, strategies, just researching all of this stuff. And in a magazine, just a quick story of how we came up with this concept. In a magazine, first off, I found an article of a woman who created a searching technology where you could search with another person in another state or city on another computer on the same search page. You could surf and search together on that search engine. I thought, that's really cool. Interacting with an individual on a website and you're not on the same computer. That started the thought process. Sometime later, I came across another article where there was this video game producer, an online video game programmer, who built a technology where he basically was creating. He said, I know that my video games can't always be played because people have to work, go to school, study, whatever. So I decided to come up with a technology where people could play a game while they're working or surfing, just surfing the internet, doing research or studying or whatever the case may be. They could go to any website and plant a virtual bomb on that website, so if their friend visited that website, it would blow them up and they get points. And that's when the light bulb went off. That's when we said, holy cow, if we took that concept and added it to the social networking model, and we made it to where we could create social networking on every single site in that fashion at a click of a button where anybody on any website could interact. And then the Web 2 upgrade was born. In that instant, that moment of inspiration created this entire company today. We started out when we first created that with 50 people, our associates that we kind of were working with in the very beginning with this new social networking concept, and we moved it into a presentation. We built the back end. We searched and researched programming teams, and very quickly it developed into a substantial situation. Now, I started this story for a reason, because I'm going to tell you something I haven't told many people. After developing the site and our sign-up started coming in quite rapidly, and I was realizing how substantial this technology really could be. One night I had a restless night of sleep. It was just really anxious dreams, and the feeling that I had all night long, I woke up with that in the morning, and I basically woke up having a panic attack because I realized it's like it hit me all at once how very, very big this really could be. The understanding was like an overwhelming responsibility had just been laid on our shoulders. And when I knew before this, I understood the potential, but this is when it really hit me all at once. I woke up and boom, I had a panic attack. And I called up my partners. I explained what was going on. I was, sounding nervous and confused and, just really having a panic attack, saying, guys, this is really can be big. And they're saying, I know. So long story short, at that point, on that meeting, I'll never forget it, we made a determination and a decision that every single step that we make, every decision that we take, we will not do a wrong move. everything we have to do, and we'll do our best to make sure it's perfect in every way, shape, or form possible, because the ultimate potential of this company is just huge. And it is such a huge responsibility that we've been given here. We're very blessed with this, and we have to do what we have to do to make sure that it lives up to its full potential. So at that moment, we decided everything, every choice that we make, we're going to make the right, do our best to make the right choice to make sure that this company lives up to its full potential. And from that point forward, that's when we were shopping programming teams, and we found the best of the best out there. We found two that came head to head. Tomatosoft was ranked top in the country, actually one of the top in the world, and SoftMate, they were rated right up there too. It was between them two in the end, and we went with SoftMate because of their experience in working with Fortune 500 companies with building enterprise software applications, companies that you know of. They were instrumental in building the Skype network. They've worked on key component design for American Online, for IBM, for Intel, for InfoSpace, for T-Mobile, for all these big, big companies. These guys have a reputation. Now, when we decided we wanted that team, we approached them and said, hey, you know, we'd like to hire you guys to build us this software package. And their first response was, well, we're really backed up, we're busy, we don't have a lot of time. You know, we were small fish to these guys. They're used to working with these big brands and big companies. And they said, well, we'll take a look at the specs and we'll get back to you. And funny thing is, they called us back the very next day. They got back with us and said, you guys are onto something here. This is pretty spectacular. We think you've got something and we want to be a part of it. So that right there should tell you, wow, that is something else. So that really got us excited. We put together the deal with them, and we started moving forward with it. Obviously, since then, it has just grown out of control with tons of momentum. And tonight, we hit our 100,000 mark right at the top of the hour. I can't believe the timing on it. Ladies and gentlemen, something very special is happening here, and I'm sure you can see it. You can hear the excitement. I am just so blown away by what we have here in the future of this, and I know it's not going to be all roses and peaches and cream. I know it's not going to be easy, but my whole life and my whole career has brought me to where I am today with this company, and I've dedicated my life to making sure that this company is going to be a success. It may not be easy, but you know what? We are up for the challenge, and we're going after this with everything we have. So I want to tell you guys right now, from an affiliate standpoint, from a membership standpoint, you are the heartbeat of this company. Everything that we're putting into this, we could not do it without you. You have our complete loyalty and dedication to making sure that everything you need as we grow this company, everything that we do will be built around giving the ultimate benefit and the ultimate reward to our members and our associates for giving us that support, for helping us come to where we are today. And I want to give you guys an idea of where we're going with this from the affiliate standpoint. I started this story a few minutes ago. I apologize. I got off track. But I started saying, you know, we met these different companies wanted to mesh up with us, and we didn't feel it was right because it would dilute the focus in us being a generic technology that everybody would want. And my point there was this. You know, there's a lot of MLM and home-based business startups out there that are starting new social networking sites and technologies, and we definitely welcome them into the industry. We're not trying to down anybody, but our focus, we didn't want to be an MLM or a home-based business company who's trying to launch a technology. What we need to do is be a technology company with this tremendous technology that is set to take over the internet. And when I say take over, in a good way, because we're bringing the voice to the people where they can communicate and interact on every side on the internet. It's a powerful technology. We've got a tremendous technology company with an, oh, by the way, there is an affiliate program. So, again, it's not a home-based business network marketing company trying to launch a technology. It is a technology company with a tremendous, tremendous internet altering the way we use the internet technology that has an, oh, by the way, we have an affiliate program. But let me just tell you guys something, because we have opened with a focus, a strong focus on the affiliate membership, because that's where we come from. I've built marketing systems and tools for many years for different companies, for consulting with them, for our own systems, for our own teams. I've always been the guy on the technology side. My dad's been on the sales side. I've been on the marketing side. He's been on the sales side. I've been on the technology side. He's been on the front, on the telephone, on the as the voice. And we've made a great team doing that over the years. And now we've got something right now with the affiliate program tied into this technology. Remember, it's an, oh, by the way, there's an affiliate program, but because it is so powerful as a technology and a product and will grow so quickly, we firmly believe that we will create the biggest affiliate checks that this industry has ever seen. Why? Think about this for a second. You've got a technology that spreads virally across the internet because every time somebody uses it, creates more users. And those users create more users. And before you know it, we've got tens of millions of people within 6 to 12 months.
Robert, I'd like
That's
to make a
That's pretty
point,
phenomenal.
Robert.
Most definitely.
Okay. You know, let's go back a little ways in your conversation when you were talking about oldcars.com and the first person to surf the web and end up there and start a blog or whatever the case may be, whatever activity they started, immediately we have a robot in place that's going to seek out a contact for that website, the webmaster or the website owner, and it's going to email them and alert them that there is Web 2.0 content. It will show them how to view that content, how to interact with that content, how to join us and actually become the moderator of that content. And you, since you were the first one to bring this technology to that website, when they do join us, that person goes right into your downline. Wow, what an incredible viral effect that's going to take, that's going to create with, every website you go to, the owner or the webmaster is going to have the opportunity to join us. You get credit. They go right into your downline. I think that's just a really incredible feature, Robert.
Most definitely. The viral aspect of this thing is so huge. So, you know, getting back to the point here of, you know, how big this can be from an affiliate marketing standpoint, the organizations that are growing right now, you can just see the people that have never really seen any major, major success in building teams, they're just building huge teams into the thousands and tens of thousands of people, and it's duplicating, and that's the thing. That's what's so important to see here with the system, especially after we launch on July 1st. Duplication happens with this, and it's not duplication because of the home-based business, and this is something very exciting. When you've got a product that just moves like this without saying, hey, join my business, that's why everybody's joining. Well, no, that's not what we have here. And this gets back to my point. We are not a business opportunity trying to recruit other people from the business world, from the network marketing world or wherever the case may be. It's not come join my company because you can make a lot of money. Yeah, a lot of that will happen. But the main thing that you've got to understand, how we will grow into the tens of millions, eventually 100 million plus users, is because of the technology and the benefits. And those same individuals that sign on, not as affiliates, but as users, will create revenue for our affiliates. That is so huge. And when you understand how big these organizations will grow, we're talking about a team. Let's just say for a moment that what we're saying here is real and what we're saying is true, and it really does end up growing into the tens of millions of users over the next 12 months. Can you imagine the size of the teams that our affiliates will have and how much volume will be created through those teams, through ad revenues, through product launches, through upgrades to the pro version, to new content channels we launch with new products in those channels? I mean, there is so much revenue that will be created through this membership. So the opportunity from a home business standpoint is so exciting. The prospect of having literally millions of people in an organization below you when you may have only had, you know, a couple hundred at the most, or maybe even 1,000 or a couple thousand at the most in the past. This is so very exciting when you think about the awesome potential this has from a business standpoint, from a home-based business. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we may not be a network marketing, MLM, home-based business type company rolling out a new technology. We are a technology company with an, oh, by the way, we have an affiliate program. But because of the kind of technology we're talking about here, it creates what we believe will be one of the most successful and profitable home-based businesses to ever hit our industry. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and open up the call here for our Q&A session. And
hey,
we're not going
to –
yeah.
Robert, before we get to the Q&A, I want to say, first of all, congratulations to you folks out there. Without you, we certainly couldn't have done this. And I'd like to throw some kudos out there. Robert, let's take a little bit of time here. I'd like to acknowledge, first of all, Misha Witt. Oh, my goodness. Misha, over in Holland, lives on an island with his wife and two children. And this is Misha's very first attempt at working on the Internet and has done such an incredible job with 2,308 personal signups. Wow, what an incredible job. Misha, my kudos go out to you. What an incredible individual you are. Congratulations, and keep up the good work. My goodness, you're number one. Let's move down the ranks, Robert. I'd like to just throw out a few names out there because everyone on this list certainly, and those of you that have not made the list, all of you, you're all deserving of kudos. Without you, this could not have happened. Let's go to number two, Leslie Banks, over in Denmark. Leslie, what an incredible job, 1,422 signups. Gary Heath in the UK. Gary, wow, you're on the board every day, up at the top, just an incredible job, 1,397 personals. Lon Lindsay, I've never seen such consistency, 1,189. Edward Simmons, congratulations, Edward. Daniel, I believe your last name is Dubé. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. 721 personals. Colin Butler, over 700. Nicholas Mancini, what a person you are, Nicholas. You're with us every single day. Robertino, if I may. That is your ID. And you're consistent as well. Every single day. And your positive attitude, it really, really rubs off on everyone. You're just such a wonderful addition to our team here. It's so good to have you with us. Thank you so much for what you do. John Stewart, my goodness, 652. And then we go to Keith Prewitt. He's got over 600 as well. Anthony Tomasita, again from Denmark, over 500. Jose Arantes de Campos, 543. Dennis Mosinko, 540. P. Prabhu, 523. Dong Guin Yu, 510. Stephen Lussier, the lineman, he's got 477. Ross Hardman, 466. Menekin Bersmagu, 454. Excuse me if I mispronounce any of these names. I'm certainly trying my best. We have Vyacheslav Novak at 451. Sam Hines, my good friend out there in Phoenix, Arizona, coming up with 404. Luz Romans, right up the street here in Jacksonville, with 316. What a job, Luz. Keep it up. Kim Neal, my buddy, Kim, has 312. Toshi, who I talked to, Toshi Celia, 308. Michael Jones with 302. Chris Carmel, 283. Leif Magnusson, our partner out of Singapore, has 281. Kim McKinney, again, oh golly, where is Kim? Somewhere in the Netherlands, I believe. 267. Ken Russo, right here in the United States, 253. Eddie Mays, over in Europe, he has 251. Mahmoud Abdullah with 249. Jose Jorge Rodriguez with 238. David Smith, I talked to David just a little bit ago, coming up with 235. What a job. Two straight days in the top 10. Congratulations, David. Wow, what a job. Jim Cerny Braddock, 231. Michael Asland, 225. Lewis Harvey, number 17 is his ID, 215. What a job. Chester Maxey, 212. Myron Daniel, and you'll see him on the board as Franklin, 111, 210. Lauren Allen with 208. Fred Sherman, 206. Douglas Beale with 204. Alvino Kunin with 200. That's 41 people with over 200 personals. Wow. And then we have Sandy Hammer with 195. Alan DeZarzins with 188. David Muller with 187. Kim Hongel with 183, Mark Thomas, 180. Hey, Mark from Down Under, good to have you on the team. We love you, brother. Good to have you with us. Carl Nagel with 176, Daniel Patrick, 175, Reggie S. with 175, and Francis Ferrance, 175. That's the top 50, folks. Well, there are several more of you that are so deserving. I want to give kudos to every one of you. What a job. Again, we certainly could not have done it without you. Robert?
Most definitely. Congratulations to all you guys and everybody we could not mention on the call. We have so many wonderful supporters out there. You guys are going to do so terrific as we grow this thing out. Even just a small organization starting this thing out, and I know there's some people doing some big, big things out there, but don't, even if you're just starting out, don't let that discourage you. Even just starting out, we're just barely scratching the surface, haven't even scratched the surface. Imagine this as we grow this thing out. Right now, just a small effort with a little bit of an organization will grow into something substantial because it's duplicating. You can take a small organization now and build it into the hundreds and even thousands, then eventually tens of thousands. I can promise you it will duplicate if you put forth some effort. So even if you're just starting out, feel very lucky because right now is still the very, very beginning. We've just barely got started here. Imagine what's going to happen 12 months from now. So you can say you were in at the very beginning. Getting started right now is still a great advantage. A couple of years from now, we will be so huge. We will be everywhere, and you can be at the pinnacle, at the very beginning of all of that growth. So definitely join in. Even if you're just starting now, you have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity and great timing. We've got tons and tons of questions here, guys. We won't be able to get to every single one. We're going to try to answer as many as we can in the next 15 to 20, 30 minutes. We probably won't go that long, but we'll certainly get to a lot of these questions. So, Dad, let's go ahead and start out here. Would you like to start with the first one?
Oh, I sure would, Robert. And yes, we do have just tons of questions, and we're not going to be able to get them all, but we'll certainly make a dent in them, okay? And again, I want to repeat what Robert said. You know, folks, I've mentioned a lot of people that had a lot of personal signups. I don't want that to dissuade your efforts because those of you that have 5, 6, 7, 10 people under you by July 1st, that literally will grow into the tens of thousands as we open up and go live with our software. You're going to see incredible growth no matter where you are. You certainly are at the right place at the right time, and I want to thank each and every one of you. Okay, we mentioned Leslie Banks. He's one of the top 50, right up there at the top. Hi, BJ, Robert, everyone. Great to be a part of all this greatness. Congratulations with the 100,000th. Awesome. My question is this. I have a Macintosh computer, and that means the first month delay for me to be able to use the technology to the full. How will this affect my potential earnings and my other business promotions compared to if I were using a PC from July 1st. Robert, you want to take care of that?
Oh, certainly. You're not going to be affected hardly at all. First off, you've got tons of momentum already. You've done so fantastic to this point. And just going in the direction you've been going, you will do just fine. You're going to experience tremendous growth even after the first without having that. Ladies and gentlemen, what he's referring to is on the first, our beta version will not be Mac compliant for the download, although the platform will. It's just simply the actual download will not be Mac compliant until the August release of the software. So we certainly will have that on the when we take the beta tag off of it and we put the full version out in August. The beta tag does mean it's limited in that sense, but it still has the full functionality. still upgrades the every site on the web with the social networking features. Now, that brings me into the next question. And, Leslie, thank you for that question there. I hope I answered that. But just have faith in knowing and confidence in knowing you'll be doing just fine. We'll definitely move forward in proper fashion. Now, this brings me on to the next question. Ralph from Cripple Creek, you ask here, you say full social networking functionality on every website on the Internet with the click of a button. What does that mean in plain English? Well, let me give you an example, Ralph. It's real simple. When you upgrade your computer to the Web 2.0 platform and you go to, for example, oldcars.com, which is a Web 1 site, has text and graphics, well, now when you go to that site, you can actually start a blog. If you know what a blog is, you actually start your own blog on that site. So when somebody else on the Web 2 platform goes to oldcars.com, they'll see your blog on that website. As a matter of fact, because we've used that example so much on the actual software, the beta version and the testing prototype with the programmers, I actually went to oldcars.com and started a blog on that. So when you guys get on there, that'll be one of the first blogs you see. You can leave a message on that site or a comment. Just for example, if you want to say, hey, this site's great, make sure you look at so-and-so page, click on so-and-so link, there's a great resource over there. Instead of starting a blog, you can leave a message for other people that go there. Neat thing about this, when people see the blogs, they see it's social networking at its best because you're interacting with people with your same interest on sites that already exist, that already have content. That is so exciting. And when you think about it, you start a blog on this site, and it refers back to your profile and your business, so people that go to that site, ultimately it's creating more traffic to you and more exposure for your other businesses. So it's a very exciting aspect of and approach to social networking and business promotion and networking all in all. Very, very exciting. Dad?
Oh, it is tremendously exciting. And we're getting so close to launch, I'm getting more excited on a daily basis. on a minute-to-minute basis, as a matter of fact. Okay, hi, Robert and BJ. I've been watching this site, and I wanted to let the membership know that I've never seen anything grow as quickly as this. I think the big guys like Google must be watching us as they look at Alexa constantly. Alexa now has CashPlasterPro.com at 14,680 worldwide in less than 2 months. You just know that this is going to be an instant success with those stats, especially for advertising power, advertising revenue. Oh, boy, you're 100% correct. You know, being ranked 14,680 in less than 3 months, keep in mind, folks, that's a three-month average. So, actually, our actual stats were up closer to being ranked in the 5,000 to 6,000 range in popularity worldwide. Incredible in a short amount of time. Robert?
Most definitely. And on the last question I see coming here, I believe it's Inga Dows from Australia. If I pronounce that wrong, I apologize. But she says, or he, I'm not really sure. Congratulations on achieving 100,000. I'm on dial-up. Will the software still download, or is this better with broadband? It actually works on either broadband or dial-up because it's not a really heavy software package like, for example, a Photoshop or a big software that you would download and install on your computer. It's simply a plug-in, a very light utility. And it will certainly work on dial-up as well as broadband, most definitely. And it operates the same either way on broadband or dial-up.
Fantastic.
Okay, Dad?
Levi, good to have you on the call, Levi. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Should we be able to upgrade to Pro version on launch day? What are the benefits? Sorry about that. I'm probably going too far ahead. Well, there's going to be tremendous benefits to the upgrade, of course. I'm actually launching or upgrading to the Web 2.0 platform is going to be absolutely free. There is going to be a pro version as well that will have further benefits. And let me just talk about our compensation for just a moment. There's so many questions on the board tonight about what is the compensation, how am I going to get paid, when is that going to start, etc. We're going to try to have an explanation of our compensation plan on the website this coming week. And perhaps on next week's call, next Thursday, at the same time, same station, well, we'll have a full explanation for everyone. And I just want to tell you this. It will be incredible. And seriously, we are going to create the biggest checks in the industry. You will be able to earn as much money as you're willing to work for. Robert?
Certainly, most definitely. Now, Stephen Burks, you said a little confused about the name of our social network. Would like to make some business cards. Also, Web 3.0 keeps popping up on the traffic exchanges. Several questions here, but first off, about the name, it's, well, simply it's Web 2.0 Upgrade. That's our trademarked name. The utility is called the BuzzBot, B-U-Z-Z-B-O-T. That's the install. Our social network is the Web 2.0 Upgrade, which will be on the header of the page when you see it launched. It'll say Web 2.0 Upgrade across the top. On the right-hand side, it'll say BuzzBot or Home of the BuzzBot. And as far as your other question about the Web 3.0, we've seen this out there. Actually, a couple of companies have created or improved upon social networking features, and they're calling it Web 3.0. Ladies and gentlemen, for that, I've got to assure you there's no concern. It's not that they've created a new technology that's going to change the entire Internet or anything like that. It's a buzzword. Just like Web 2.0, Web 2.0 is not a technology. It's a buzzword, and the buzzword Web 2.0 simply means interactivity, interaction. That's the way that the web has matured, and now people, all sites, eventually would become fully interactive over time. Our technology is the first solution that makes that real today. At a click of a button, it adds interactivity to every website on the Internet for our users and for everybody on the Web 2 platform. So I hope that answers your question. Last question there on that same post was most people are skeptical that it's free to join. Well, it is free to join, and that leads me on to the next question. How much will the upgrade cost? The Web 2.0 upgrade is completely free. When we launch this, it's a freemium business model. There is no cost for this software. Now, we will have a pro version of the software that has extended communications tools built into it that unleashes more features, gives people, marketers and business builders and people who are doing e-commerce, have a website, selling things online, marketing. It gives more extended communication features, wonderful benefits based on the Web 2 platform. And I can tell you that that actual product will be $29.95 per month. And it will be commissionable through the affiliate network. That, again, but that's simply, it's not mandatory to purchase that product to be an affiliate. It's not mandatory to purchase anything to earn money. It's not, and to experience the Web 2.0 network and the BuzzBot plugin, the actual interactivity on every single website, it is not mandatory to purchase anything. It is a freemium business model. Dad?
Well, we've got a minute and a half left here, folks, so we're going to end the Q&A session. I certainly apologize for not getting to everything tonight. Robert, what a call tonight. What a day today. What a monumental day in our company here, hitting our 100,000th. And, folks, I just want to thank each and every one of you for your contribution to what we have done here. And thank you so much, Robert. You know, this was all your idea. I just had a little part of this. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you, take full advantage of this opportunity right now. Go to the website, go thoroughly study every aspect about our back office, and whatever you do, refer your URL, your Web2 URL, to as many people every day as you possibly can. I want
to. And I'd like to add to that, if you don't mind me stepping on you there, I apologize. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a monumental call tonight. We've got something so special. You can see in front of you how quickly this is growing. I can promise you that there's a lot of naysayers. There's a lot of skeptical people out there. There's a lot of things that have happened in the past that brought us to where we are today. And what you'll see here, I can assure you, you're seeing something very special that will grow into a very, very successful company and technology for the affiliate side of things. Like my dad said, take action. Take charge of this opportunity.
5 seconds. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Actually,
have a terrific night.
Hey, thank you, everybody. We will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful night. Thanks for joining us on this call. Take care. Goodbye, and be well. Bye for
Bye-bye,
now.
Bye, everyone.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.